This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. And joining you in the studio here tonight on this live Saturday episode, it's Ian.
And the Captain.
So there was a kind of a big headline that snuck out this week amid all the continuing COVID crackdown nonsense that's going on all over the place.
Yep.
And it's really tiresome. And we can get into what we did last night because we haven't talked about that on broadcast radio.
Yeah, I'm still, like, I've had a night to think about it. And I still have.
Let's definitely talk about
feelings.
We'll
explore our feelings.
The drive-in experience that we had at a comedy show last night. We took the show off. We took the night off, basically, did a pre-recorded episode of Free Talk Live last night. That's how big of a deal it was, and we'll explain more about that. But this is kind of a big deal here from Politico.com's Josh Gerstein reporting about the NSA. Remember them? Remember them from 2013? Edward Snowden. You know, he put his life on the line, basically, to reveal...
Is that the Nazi statist a-holes?
Edward Snowden or the NSA?
The NSA, right? That's the acronym, right? Nazi statist a-holes?
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right.
Edward Snowden, many may remember the man's name. He put his entire life on the line to go up against the U.S. federal government and tell the truth about the NSA spying and how widespread it was and probably still is.
Yeah.
But that, you know, he revealed all these different tools and techniques and things that they have in their repertoire to be able to just ingest massive amounts of data about you and the people that you're talking to, or maybe even get on your phone.
It was scary, like, how granular that stuff at that time even was, and I'm sure the technology has improved since then.
Yeah, because we're talking about 2013 was when the revelations came out, and he's talking about things that happened however many years ago in the past.
Well, and people call it, he's a traitor, he's a spy or something. Well, I mean, okay, if he spied for the people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, maybe he did spy, but, like, what he revealed, he didn't reveal it to, like, another country. He just revealed it to, well, everybody and said, hey, this is what's going on.
This is happening.
You know, you need to know this because they're lying.
And then they lied again after he revealed, you know, he was real smart about how he revealed the information. And he did it in tandem with, I think, the Guardian newspaper and a couple others.
Yeah, wasn't WikiLeaks in there somewhere?
Maybe. They had some involvement. But he revealed this, you know, information sort of piecemeal, where he'd let a little bit out, and then the NSA would, you know, backtrack or apologize or say something. You know, they would then also tell another lie.
Right. But by the way, we don't also do X.
Right. And then he'd reveal the information that shows that they lied again, and this process sort of kept repeating itself over a period of years.
Once you get past the seriousness of it all, the methodology was worthy of comedy.
And now he's hiding out in Russia somewhere, I think Moscow or wherever. And he's been hiding there, and he's kind of, I mean, hiding to some extent, right? Like, he still appears on very, you know, like, you can hire him. You can pay him to appear at your convention or something. He'll remote in and do a Q&A session with your attendees or whatever, right? So that's a way that he can make money from halfway across the world without having to go get a waitress job or whatever in Moscow.
He was working as a waitress at a cocktail bar.
He ended up getting back together with the girlfriend / fiance or whoever it was that he was with at the time when he basically walked away from
his
relationship. Yeah, she came back to join him in Moscow. So, like, things are going pretty
good for them.
And Trump's even talking about a potential pardon for him. So,
well, he should just pardon the triumvirate, right?
He should.
You know, all the
Julian Assange.
Julian Assange and
Ross Ulbricht.
Ross Ulbricht, right? That would be, you know.
Yeah, that would be amazing. I'm not going to get my hopes up for it, but,
no.
You know. Trump talking about it is one step closer to Trump doing something about it. Whether that'll happen or not is another question.
You just need the left to, like, you know, tell him not to, and then he'll do it.
Then he'll pay. Yeah, so the news about the NSA, as of just a few days ago, is that the program that swept up details on billions of American phone calls was illegal and possibly unconstitutional, according to the ruling of a federal appeals court. This week on Wednesday.
Unconstitutional? You mean the government did something unconstitutional?
It's constantly doing things unconstitutional.
No, that can't be. They're the government.
But whether they can ever actually be reined in, it doesn't seem like they can. And you know, even though a unanimous 3-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said the role the so-called telephone metadata program played in a criminal terror fundraising case against 4 Somali immigrants was so minor that it didn't undermine their conviction. So that's what brought this in front of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, was there was a, you know, some sort of a criminal case, it sounds like. And so even though the judges have undermined the NSA's legitimacy here to some extent by saying that this was an illegal phone tapping, it doesn't matter that you did this, they're saying, because the people that were convicted under this particular case that was related to it, the, you know, the fact that you guys were doing all this spying wasn't really that big of an aspect of the case, so they're going to continue with the convictions, it sounds like, of these guys. And again, I don't know anything about the case, don't know anything about what happened with these Somali immigrants, but it was an alleged criminal terror fundraising case in that case. So they've essentially ruled that the spying was illegal, but that ultimately it's not going to have any effect on this particular criminal case.
And that no inclination as to whether or not they're going to stop it, right?
Well, that's just it. And that was, I think, the most important point to make here, Captain. I'm glad that you did, because it's the NSA. How are you going to believe anything that these people say? If they say that, oh, well, we wrapped that up. 2015, that was the last time we ever did any spying. You guys caught us. We were very, very bad. And we have accepted our responsibility for this. And we've been bad boys here at the NSA, and we're going to stop being so bad now. We're going to be better. Promise. You believe us, right?
Nope.
Wait, you don't believe us, but we're the government. I mean, we would never lie to you. Yeah, I know. You caught us in a bunch of lies back in 2013. And, you know, we've changed. We've changed since then.
Can you name a time when the government told the truth about something?
No.
Like,
which is why I didn't
believe outside of hey, you know, we're going to drop a bunch of bombs, and also we're going to take a bunch of your money.
They don't even tell the truth about that, though. They'll, lie about where the bombs fell.
That's true.
Yeah, you know? Oh, no, that wasn't a wedding party. No, they were all terrorists.
Right, yeah. That wasn't a family.
They were just disguised as wedding participants.
That wasn't a hospital at all.
Right. Elaborate ruse. Yeah. Supposed to look like a hospital. Terrorist training grounds. Believe us. Really. We're the government. We would never lie to you. I mean, everybody knows the government gang tells lies. That's what they generally expect from them day to day. But yet every now and then they become blind. Oh, now Joe Biden is going to tell the truth?
Never.
Now, you know, we're going to get all of a sudden these government goons in the NSA are going to be honest and change their ways. Does anyone really believe that?
Yeah, I don't know. I just had a horrible thought that there might be some people out in the world evaluating other people using the Joe Biden sniff scale.
And what is that?
Like, I don't know, like 3 sniffs, you know, is like pretty good.
Means he's into you? Is that the idea?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, like however many.
He's got to come back for more.
Yeah, the more, like, you know, scale 1 to 5, something, mm-hmm. you know, 1 sniff is just sort of mediocre, but 5 is really good.
Right, 1 sniff, he's just passing over you, right? Yeah. Like, it's not good enough. You have not appeased him.
Watch out, children. You're being rated on the Joe Biden sniff scale.
JoeBiden.info.
Creepy characters, including Joe Biden himself.
Go check out that website if you haven't done that yet. So, you know, this is a little bit of good news. I mean, technically, okay, the court said it was illegal. It's, by the way, 7 years later.
Yeah. Surprise. Oh, yeah. It only took us this long to make this statement.
Right. And what have they been doing since then? Well, who knows? It's not like they're going to tell
you. Spying on you, of course.
Yeah, they're the NSA. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It doesn't make you feel good knowing that there's a possible bureaucrat out there somewhere listening to your phone conversations?
Yeah, I feel good.
Does that make you feel safe knowing that there are bureaucrats out there sniffing around your business?
It's the safety dance.
855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want. Plus, a little bit more on, well, we'll tell you about what we did last night. We went to a comedy show, which is noteworthy for a reason, and we'll explain that on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections. That was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday episode here. We'll take your calls and your thoughts. If you want to join us, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. You know, today, large corporations act as middlemen for our everyday online communications and transactions. Often they work hand-in-hand with governments. And in the last few years, these centralized social networks have all launched payment networks. Bitcoin and Ethereum have not been scalable enough to compete, and the team behind Intercoin spent the last decade creating an open web-based decentralized social platform to rival Facebook and Google. Now they can use it to roll out a revolutionary payment platform on top. If decentralized crypto doesn't soon gain mainstream adoption to power everyday payments, it'll be Facebook and WeChat's world, and we'll just live in it.
Ugh.
Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. Now, if you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future at intercoin.org. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, and then a little bit more about this story with the NSA surveillance program being ruled.
Yeah, another perspective on it, I guess.
Ruled as not unconstitutional exactly, but illegal. We'll tell you more a little bit more about that. But Jerome is on the line to kick things off here on
Jerome
Live Saturday Show. Go ahead, Jerome.
Yeah, I just got a couple of stories, and I need you to tell me whether you think they're lies.
Okay.
Three quick stories. The first one is when Trump told Wolf Blitzer back in 2004 that the economy runs better under Democrats.
Well, I mean, I suspect that if it comes from the mouth of a politician, it's probably a lie. But those are just opinions. I mean, everybody's got an opinion. Whether the opinion is the same thing as the truth or not.
That's when he was a Democrat, though. That's when he called himself a Democrat.
Yeah.
2004 with Wolf Blitzer. You know,
I think the economy runs best under no government rule whatsoever. Then you get a good economy.
I think that your whole premise is a lie. I don't think you need our help to tell you the answer to these questions.
No, that's what he said. He said the economy runs better under Democrats. That was 2004 in an interview he did with Wolf Blitzer when he identified as a Democrat. Damn it, I got another story for you.
Okay.
2015, that's when he said he identifies as a Democrat.
2015?
Yeah. And now, the 1 year later, he ran for, you know, the White House.
Okay.
And he's a Republican. So was he lying when he said he's a Democrat?
Well, people can change their political parties, right?
At will.
Hypocrisy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying somebody can't make a choice to change their political party? It's hypocritical in order to do that?
Well, also, I would have to posit the question, what indeed is the definition of a Republican or a Democrat?
That's a great question.
And then what is the difference between the two?
Well, the difference between the two is when Republicans lie, they try to make it like it's the truth. Now, just like you're not answering me now when I ask you, well, is it a lie? Well, what's the difference?
I don't think a politician would ever do that.
You're not answering, see?
That is not true at all, Jerome.
But am I lying?
And then this last one, I got one more.
All right, go ahead.
But you didn't answer the question.
Huh?
I mean, you asked us a couple questions.
That's kind of fair. I didn't answer his question either, so.
Do you believe he said? Do you believe he said those things?
I don't care.
Do I believe it? Sure, I believe it. I mean, he's a politician. He's going to change whichever the wind blows.
He's not Republican. Well, he's lying, so because he's now switched parties. So
I don't know what it means to be either of those things, Jerome, and that's an honest statement. I mean, is there a principle that holds, you know, together either of those organizations? I don't think there is.
Okay, I got one more.
Besides the principle of we tell you what to do, that's something that unites them together.
I got one more story, and this is the one about that's out right now about him calling dead service people who served their country losers and suckers, because he went on television, was like a couple of years ago, and when he got to an interview with a reporter, the guy says, what about John McCain? Well, he's not a hero. because he was captured. He's a loser.
Well, the real losers and suckers here, Jerome, the real losers and suckers here are people referred to as the citizenry. This would be people who live in the, you know, imaginary borders called the United States of America, who continue to believe that they need a leader and to be told what to do by this gang of goons, this mafia, if you will, that are all liars.
I think everybody in the military is a sucker. I think they got suckered into following the orders of a bunch of politicians.
What?
And that sucks.
What? Have you ever served?
Oh, God, no. I don't want to be told what to do by a bunch of politicians. Why would I want to follow the orders of politicians?
How can you be a patriot and also say stuff like that?
What makes you think I'm a patriot? Define patriot.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Trump. Well, I know you're not a patriot.
See, now, I love freedom, but that...
How can you have been a patriot if you didn't become a, what do they call it, a mercenary and murder some people?
Yeah. Paid killer. There's no honor to me in following the orders of a bunch of politicians. Where's the honor there?
You know what I don't understand? Muhammad Ali's career was almost ruined because he refused to fight in Vietnam. And Trump gets 5 deferments, okay? And then he comes out and says something like that about people being suckers and losers.
Yeah, for a moment when I heard that comment, I thought...
In the White House.
For a moment when I heard Trump's comments, I thought, whoa, is Trump gone, like, full-on anti-war? And I looked at it, and I looked at the details on it, and basically he seems to believe that if you got killed or captured as a service person or whatever, a military member, that you're a loser. And he only likes the ones who didn't get captured.
He knows nothing about service to your country, okay?
What does that mean, service to your country? Hey, I really want you to answer a question, man. I mean, I know that you like to say you call
in. The Air Force, okay?
I'm sorry.
9 years in the Air Force.
Okay.
You're sorry. I'm not sorry.
Why?
I'm not sorry.
You took a bunch of money from people that was taken from them by the threat of force, and you obeyed whatever politicians were in charge of the government at that time. I mean, where's the honor there? Can you explain that to me? People think it's so honorable.
There is no higher calling than serving your country, okay?
Oh, I disagree.
And you're not going to ever get me to back down from that.
I would say there are plenty of higher callings than that. I mean, anything at all. I mean, opening a business is a much more higher calling.
And is that true for all countries?
You know, other than being
good question.
Or
you got to answer, please answer some questions here, Jerome. I mean, I it's not all about the soapbox. The captain had a question for you.
Is the same true for all countries?
Yes, El Capitan.
All right. So you're saying that
no, he didn't. That wasn't an answer, I don't think, to the question.
So my question is, you said that it's the highest honor to serve your country. Is that true in all countries?
One of the highest honors.
Okay. Is that true in all countries? Is it true in North Korea? Do North Koreans, is that the highest honor to serve their country?
Not that country.
Why not?
I'm talking about America.
What's the difference? What's the difference?
Are you an ethnocentrist?
Don't try to play me now. You know I was talking about this country, okay? I'm talking about America.
But it's a fair question to ask if it's a...
Even with all our problems and all our problems that we have with you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they're all directly traceable to the government.
Jerome, thanks for the call, man. As always, I appreciate hearing from you. Appreciate the thoughts. Got some answers out of them, so okay.
Okay.
All right. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Like
a little
freedom.
Progress with our chat tonight.
Yeah, I don't think there's any honor in serving politicians. Screw them. They're criminals. They're thieves. They are dishonorable people. So if they tell you what to do, you should ignore it, in my opinion. It's Free Talk Live.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
11 people were arrested and 3 officers were injured late Friday during protests and rioting in Rochester, New York, over the death of Daniel Prude. According to an autopsy, Prude died in March from complications of asphyxia and the settling of physical restraint. Video footage from the city shows a bus stop being lit on fire. Video out of Rochester also shows protesters shutting down restaurants by smashing tables and harassing patrons into leaving. The Atlantic's editor-in-chief saying he kept sources anonymous in a story about President Donald Trump because the sources didn't wish to face angry tweets and all the rest. Jeffrey Goldberg saying it was a judgment call. President Trump denied the report. This is USA Radio News. The National Weather Service issuing an excessive heat warning for parts of California, Arizona, and Nevada over the Labor Day weekend. Temperatures could be as high as 120 degrees. AARP finances its operations by overcharging members for health care policies through its billion-dollar relationship with United Health Group. That's according to a new public policy report. Despite its nonprofit status, AARP's profits have been increasing for years, largely due to the organization's practices of marketing its products and services. That's according to a new report published by the public policy think tank American Commitment. AARP reported a profit of $246 million in 2018. The study also found that membership dues were only 18% of AARP's revenue in 2018. 57% of ARP's revenue from 2018 came from royalty fees. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Yep, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free to join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450
for your the newbies out there. The dial means press the buttons.
We were talking about the last night at the comedy show. We were talking about old terms that young people today don't really understand where they came from, and the same thing's true of like icons on computers. So like the save icon as a disc.
Yeah.
But how many young people have ever even seen a disc before, right? LibertyStickers.com, that's how you reach people with the ideas of liberty. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know they love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com.
Their slogan should be, now you can tell everybody to stick it.
You could. You could actually have them customize bumper stickers for you, too. So if you don't like the ones they got, you got a better idea, you can print it up.
So you could ruin otherwise perfectly good bumper stickers by like adding a word or taking a word out or something?
Yeah, you could do that.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts here, and then a little bit more on this federal government, NSA. There was a court case where it was decided by a unanimous panel of judges that the NSA spying was illegal.
Yes.
Now, what does that actually mean? Probably not much.
I mean, we kind of knew that already. This isn't really like some revelation. It's more like the court admitting it.
Yeah, it's just an acknowledgement of the truth in this particular case. But let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We got Dana on the line listening to WTKG in Grand Rapids. Go ahead, Dana.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm going to say this as nicely as possible because Jerome served the country. And I know you guys don't put much value in that, but some of us
do. Yeah, what's the value of doing what a politician tells you?
I know. I get it. In some circumstances, I do. But that's not why I'm calling.
Okay.
We can do that another day. But here's the thing. So I'm not entirely disgusted with him. He said this is the greatest country, and I believe it is. I think we have bad people that over the centuries have, 200 plus centuries have run it. But basically, we have the most power and we use it the least. Although we've used it to, do things to people that weren't moral, we're still the best. We give to others financially. We help. We give with our lives.
Aren't you confusing?
I don't do any of that.
Wait a minute. Well, I do give to others, but I give to local homeless shelter here.
Right, but not in the way she means it.
But that's what I want to clarify here, Dana, because when you say we do these things, do you mean the American federal United States government, or do you mean the people of the people of America?
Okay,
well, that's very confusing, I think, sometimes, because people, when you say things
like... basically, I agree with Jerome, we're a good country. The people are what...
Okay, but you've got to clarify something here, because sorry, Dana, the terms are designed to be, confusing. The term country can be used... Okay, I want to get through a sentence to explain this, please. So the term country can be used by people sort of interchangeably. When somebody says country, they may be meaning the people, their neighbors, their friends, their family, their, strangers in the mall or wherever, people that are nearby. That's what they may mean by country in a certain geographic area. But sometimes when they say country, they mean the United States federal government, which is not a nice organization. It is not an organization that does much to help people. The only people that they can help, they first had to hurt others in order to get the money to help the people that they might actually help. So if you can actually point to people that they've helped with, like some welfare program, well, first they had to actually threaten other people in order to get the money out of them. So, yes, I agree with you. The individuals in this area are good, by and large, good people. I'm not going to say they're better than anyone else anywhere in the world. I think that's ridiculous. I think that people all around the planet are, by and large, good people. That's why the world is more peaceful now than it has ever been. And overall, it has been generally a peaceful interaction between humans, because we realize that being peaceful to one another and voluntarily interacting with one another is productive, and it helps us be better people and be, more more productive. But that has nothing to do with the plot of land you were born on or the government.
That wasn't my point. Now that you explain the semantics, and I understand that, we're on the same page, because people use that. They use the term the country to bastardize that word, and I get that.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, because you went into the explanation, which you and I are on the same page, about semantics. Semantics are very important. So that's why I'm about to say something, and I don't mean it offensively. I want you to hear me out on this.
Okay.
Jerome calls in week after week after week, and I'm not going to accuse him of being ignorant in the traditional sense. And that means not having knowledge, not possessing knowledge, not in the sense that a lot of people say, oh, you're just ignorant, because they're just trying to bash you. Mm-hmm. It isn't a bash, but I'm not going to claim he's ignorant, because he does have a handle, a convenient handle on a certain amount of information. But I don't understand why he week after week calls in, embarrasses himself on umpteen stations that you guys are broadcast on, and suffers, shows the whole, whoever your listening audience is, that he suffers from premeditated stupidity.
That's not very nice.
But let me finish. This is not meant for pro-Trump, but for him to get on the radio, and I've disagreed with almost everything he's ever said every single Saturday he calls in, But for him to say that the Republicans managed to turn lies into truth and Democrats don't, let me remind him, you can keep your doctor if you like it. You can keep your plan if you like it. Or when they went and got Bo Bergdahl and got not, he talks about the service. There's no greater honor than serving your country. Six guys died because of Bo Bergdahl, but yet he let four Who? Of our Americans die in Benghazi.
Who's Bo Bergdahl?
Don't get on the radio and lecture the rest of us about that the Republicans.
Well, he can get on the radio and talk about whatever he wants to, Dana, but thank you for your call tonight. And you're lecturing him now, so, you know, whatever.
But she does have a point about how they're all liars, though, right?
Well,
she brings up the Obama lies versus the Trump lies versus the Bush lies versus the Clinton lies versus the other Bush lies versus the Carter lies versus the Reagan lies.
Yeah, I don't think Jerome is a stupid man at all. I think that he's just partisan blinded, and a lot of our callers are partisan on the right. Jerome is just partisan on the left, and all of it is a blindness. It's a huge blind spot. It has to do with cognitive dissonance, you know, which is the idea of
I believe it's just one term now. It's cognitive Stockholm dissonance syndrome.
It's a little more wordy, but
call
that one word.
Well, it's one phrase.
Like five words.
It's one phrase. Cognitive Stockholm dissonance syndrome.
Okay, four words. So I think that Jerome is honest with, you know, what he believes. I think he's telling us his truth, you know, when he's here.
Yeah. And just as Dana was.
Yeah, and I love getting his calls. I mean, I don't think it's not okay to, like, chastise somebody for having a different viewpoint. Oh, my God, you're stupid. No, that's
largely what the Internet is, right?
Well, but I would hope that we can rise above the Internet here. Okay, even though we are on the Internet, we're also on broadcast radio. And, you know, we're a forum that anybody can call and express themselves, whether they are right or wrong. And it's each individual's decision to decide, like, well, okay, I don't like what he said or I don't like what she said. And, you know, have an opinion about it. That's the whole point of what we do here. And maybe we get people to think.
Well, and this is probably a good time to illustrate that both opinions of Jerome and Dana are valid, whether they're chastising each other or not. They're both valid opinions, and that's what we need more of. We need more individuals with opinions of themselves, that they evaluate themselves. Not the ones that they're told to have, but the ones that they create themselves, because you will find the more individual a person can be, the more unique their opinion is.
All right, we have more coming up. Your calls, your thoughts, welcome. And it is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to get our interactive here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true. Open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. It's the Live Saturday episode here. Open phones as always. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, 855-450-3733. Thanks to Piper, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Piper contributing $5 a month to the AMP program.
Well, weird. Usually the phrase is, time to pay the Piper, but in this case, the Piper's paying us. Wow, that's cool.
Thanks, Piper. Good to know the Piper's doing good things with all that money. But you can join the AMP program as Piper has done over at amp.freetalklive.com. It helps us advertise, market, and promote this show, meaning we can get on more radio stations to talk about the ideas of freedom with more people. If that is something that you think is worth the cost of, well, I don't know, a cheeseburger, cup of coffee, fancy cup of coffee.
Right.
Of course, $5 today isn't what it was 10 years ago, but, you know, we still appreciate all the help and all of our amplifiers. Like Piper, you can go and join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. It's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Sheila is on the line in Michigan. Sheila, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Captain Kickass.
Hi. My question was, since the show is about Snowden, what your thoughts are on targeted individuals and microwave auditory effect, directed energy weapons, sonic weapons.
Ooh, okay. So that's kind of a big topic. You're talking about sonic energy, directed energy weapons. So do you mean like
HARP?
Well, no, I don't know if that's... Well,
yeah,
I hope that's
HARP.
Oh, that is what you're asking. Okay, because I thought you might have been asking about, like, there's certain weapons that they...
I didn't.
There's certain weapons that they've developed that can, like, mount to the top of a tank or a Bearcat or something, and it's, you know, like a parabolic dish or something, like some sort of a ray gun that actually can shoot certain types of waves at... Sorry, I'm trying to explain what the technology you're referring to is, Sheila, so that way our listeners can have some idea of what you're talking about. So they direct these, you know, frequencies basically at say, protesters, for instance,
yeah.
and they can make their skin feel like it's burning.
No, there was, I haven't seen any evidence of it, but there was a tale about how they were experimenting with what I call the brown note. This was low frequencies, right, emitted towards a crowd for use in crowd control that would cause you to relieve yourself in your pants.
Oh, God.
And so this was called the brown note, and it's referred to by musicians as, like, when a musician hits the wrong note, they're like, oh, you hit the brown note, bro. Like, it took on a caricature in the musical community to where it has its own phrase called the brown note. So it takes too much energy to produce that low of a frequency. The lower the frequency, the more energy it takes to affect a crowd in that way. But just know that your government has experimented with these things.
Yeah, I think that those sorts of things, there's a lot of evidence for those actually existing, those technologies. That's, like, you know, not really a secret. Whether people know about them or not is another question. How widespread the knowledge is another question, but those are real. The stuff like HARP, I think that's just conspiracy, you know, theory personally.
You can actually look up .gov, HARP. Mm-hmm. There's NASA research.
Oh, no, the program existed. HARP existed. It's just the conspiracy theory side of it is the idea that it's being used in some way to control people. I think that's ridiculous.
No, it's not. You
think it's true? You think a transmitter in Alaska, however many thousands or kilowatt transmitter, is somehow controlling people?
Do you know what a Gwen Tower does, or a broadband wire, or a microwave?
I mean, those are all very technical sounding terms. I'm certainly familiar with microwaves as a transmission technology, but I'm not an engineer.
I have some knowledge of broadband.
Are you an engineer?
No, I did a ton of research.
Okay.
1970s, there's a Russian Bible that the science community uses to define the symptoms of microwaves.
Okay.
As well as what they do to the brain, the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, if you point a microwave at somebody's brain, it's going to mess that person up. There's no doubt about it. But Wi-Fi is not the same technology.
Yeah, it is. Wi-Fi is all-inclusive. Broadband is actually
if the Wi-Fi was the same thing as a microwave, which, you know, there are microwaves and then there's, like, the microwave that you cook your food with. We're not exactly talking about the same.
Come out of the towers, going through everybody into a cell phone.
Well, that's frequencies. It's audio frequencies.
And there are
the movement of particles in air.
Right, and there are small wave frequencies, certainly. And thank you for the call, Sheila, tonight. But that's like going down the rabbit hole of conspiracy theory to believe that Wi-Fi is somehow a danger to people, and
I'm not sure
cell phones are bad.
What she was ultimately getting at, but I can tell you that I do not own a microwave oven.
Oh, yeah? Why?
I have not owned one for several years.
Don't care for the heating?
Well, several things, right? I mean, they still haven't perfected, like, how to not make the center of your pot pie cold.
No,
even if you put, like, a cover over it.
No, you got to turn it. Yeah, you got to move it.
Yeah, so there's that. But then there's also, I read somewhere that there's some sort of nutrition deficiency that occurs when you nuke your food, right? I refer to it, the microwave oven, as the nuke, the reactor, because it also introduces radiation to you and your household. And, well, to the caller's point, we do have a whole lot of radiation in the world generated by a whole lot of technology. Yeah. And so I'm just like, I don't think I need any more radiation. It doesn't take that much longer for me to, you know, put a pot pie in the oven versus, you know, put one in the microwave or whatever, this kind of a thing. So I just choose not to own one because I don't want to introduce any more radiation. And I also I want the foods that I eat to be fully nutritional.
So the difference between a microwave in that, you know, one that cooks food versus cell phones, for instance, is while the frequency range may be similar, so they're using the same microwaves, the power and the direction is very different.
Yes.
Right. So in the case of a microwave, you're focusing 1,000 watts in a enclosed space versus a cell phone, which may have, I don't know, 1/10 of a watt or something as far as its transmission power, and it's sort of an omnidirectional transmission. We're talking about two completely different applications of technology here. But that's not to say they don't have crazy ray guns that they've come out with that can utilize different technologies in very damaging ways. I just don't buy the whole HAARP conspiracy theory. Do you, Captain? Have you ever heard of it?
I've heard of it. To think that the organization known as government has not experimented with these kind of things, I think, would be a little, not really
unrealistic.
Of course they have.
Yeah, right. But whether they've actually succeeded is a whole other question.
Yeah,
I don't think it's because
I haven't seen enough evidence.
Yeah, it's a bunch of poppycock, as far as I'm concerned. Look, the reason why people are so easily controlled is because they've been going to government schools. You don't have to look for some sort of secret program of, they're cooking your brain with the HAARP program from this big transmitter site in Alaska. No, it's because the government gang runs the educational indoctrination centers, and they've got kids in there for 8 hours a day for 13 years. At least, if you don't include college, and that is why their brains are cooked.
What if Walmart had your kids for 8 hours a day for 13 years, and was just like, Walmart is the best.
Yeah, that's what
Walmart
they would
is
think.
The greatest store that ever.
Always
store,
low prices.
Right?
Always
low prices. It's What if they had your kids? What effect would that have on them?
Yeah.
Think about that for a minute, and now go, oh my gosh, that's the effect that government schools are having on my children, except with regards to the organization known as government.
Let's go to Jonathan in Wilmington, North Carolina. Jonathan, you're on Free Talk Live, listening, I believe, to WRNN in South Carolina, or Myrtle Beach. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Yeah, you were talking about the NSA spying program under Obama was found illegal.
Yeah.
Does that mean that Snowden is able to come back home?
No.
He needs a pardon for that to happen.
They're prosecuting him for espionage.
Also, if I'm Edward Snowden, and even if I do get the pardon, I don't think I'm coming back.
Now, if he does get the pardon, at the very least, that would free him up to likely travel outside of Russia, so he might be able to finally make it to, I think was he trying to go like Argentina or something? He was trying to fly
Chile
through Russia
to
go somewhere, I think, in South America, and they stuck him in Russia because they withdrew his passport or banned him from international travel.
Your license to travel has been revoked.
Yeah, so unfortunately the answer there is no. Jonathan, did you have more to say?
No, that was better.
Thanks, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to comment on the NSA or other things we have to discuss, like these new drive-in shows. And I don't mean movie shows like drive-in movie theaters.
Yeah, drive-in concert, drive-in comedy.
Yeah, performances. And we went to one of these things last night. We'll get into that coming up here in a bit. Plus, we got something about the GDP. It's not looking good for the United States. More coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.